Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
All right, we are live with another Instant Reaction podcast. This one, not really surprising news, but obviously not great news. James White, Sweet Feet, is retired from the NFL, finished his career as a Patriot. And, you know, this is one that surprised some people, did not surprise me, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm a little surprised by the retirement. I thought he'd just spend the year on IR, to be honest with you. Every single report that came out, there was zero positive reports about his rehab. There were zero updates about his rehab. And every time someone saw him, you know, he did a few things at the Hall of Fame. Like, he read some stories to some kids, and every single time someone saw him, he was walking with a little bit of a limp. He just didn't seem like he was back and ready to go, unfortunately. And so, you know, he ends up retiring. Just one of the all-time Patriots, like, guy who's going to be a Hall of Famer, a Patriots Hall of Famer, no doubt, no question about it. And the funny thing is, he's a running back who finished his career with just over 1,200 rushing yards, right? And so it's like, 1,200 rushing yards, like, what do you mean? But the receptions were unbelievable. He had, you know, three times that in receiving yards, or just about three times that in receiving yards, you know, and it wasn't even the regular season, it was the postseason. And, of course, everyone remembers Super Bowl 51 and the incredible game that he had and the fact that he brought them back. And, you know, forget about scoring the tying touchdown and then scoring the winning touchdown, but then also had the two-point conversion on the Kevin Falk fake snap, on the Kevin Falk, you know, direct snap play. He was amazing. And, of course, 14 catches in that game. Like, he was outrageously good in that game. And, you know, some people say he should have been MVP. Brady won MVP that game, and I think deservedly so. James White, you know, it's one of those situations where, like, where, you know, Malcolm Butler gets the car in Super Bowl 49, and James White should have gotten the car in Super Bowl 51 because, yeah, okay, Brady won it, but, like, really, it you know, you could have made a strong argument for James White. So, but either way, he was just a guy, and he was a guy that was so beloved by fans and by teammates alike. I remember 2020. When they were going to Seattle, right? And they, you know, his parents got in that bad car accident. One of them died, obviously, tragically. But, you know, he obviously didn't play in the game. And McCourty scores that a touchdown early in the game. And they had those, like, you know, player things or whatever where, you know, they were right in front of the camera right after the play. I don't know if you guys remember that, but that was in that game. And McCourty is yelling into the camera, like, we love you, 2-8, like, we love you. And, like, that's the type of guy he was. That's who he was as a teammate. Everyone loved him from, you know, the first guy to the 53rd guy on the team, and every single journalist and person who dealt with the team, anyone who had an interaction with him seemed like they had a positive interaction with him. So not only a great player on the field, but really seemed like a great guy off the field. You know, Belichick raved about him, right? Talked about how smart he was and how he could bounce things off of him. And, you know, just an all-time class guy. And a guy who, you know, listen, we can talk about on-field stuff. We don't really have to do that. I think the Patriots are, you know, have a good stable of running backs right now. The on-field stuff doesn't really matter. It doesn't really make a difference. And like I said, and I think, you know, Dark Blue Gold says it here too, Ty Montgomery looks like he'll take that third down back role, and Mondre will have some more catches too. I agree with that. Ty Montgomery's kind of been that guy. He's been locked in since day one. He's looked pretty good, right? And so I think they're going to be okay on third down. They're going to be all right. No one's James White. He's just not. He's not James White, right? Now, maybe they can fill that up and maybe they can be fine and you won't notice it on third down as much, right? Brandon Bolden did a pretty nice job last year filling in that role, right? Did better than I could have ever imagined him doing, to be completely honest with you. And, you know, they'll figure it out, right? Ty Montgomery's a pretty good player. And if you put him in as that third down back, yep, fine. He'll be good. But, you know, there's just something about James White, man. And, you know, and Kevin Faulk before him, they've had these great players that you just rely on. You know, I used to say Faulk, everyone in the world, everyone in the stadium, everyone watching, everyone on both sidelines knew on third down he was going to get the ball. And he still got the ball and he still picked the first down, right? And so it's just one of those things where, like, White was the same way. He'd come in on third down and be like, yep, we know James White's going to get it. But doesn't matter. You triple cover him, he's still going to find a way to catch it, right? Or break a tackle or, you know, put his foot in the ground and make a move or whatever the case may be. So, you know, that's just what he does, man. And so he'll be a guy that will sorely be missed, right? Sorely be missed. I think one of the interesting things is that obviously everyone remembers the unbelievable game in Super Bowl 51. In their 2018 Super Bowl run, in the first game of the season, first game of the postseason against the Chargers, he had 15 catches for 97 yards, right? Now, they beat the Chargers like 41-28. It wasn't really that close. But he had a great game in that game too, right? And so that's one of those things where he came up in big moments. He played extremely well, right? And so he's a guy that will make it into the Hall because he exemplified who the Patriots are, right? He was a guy who worked his butt off, never complained about anything, did everything the team asked him to do, like did everything, you know? And that's one of the things for me that, you know, you look at with James White is that it's not the play on the field that you're going to lose out on, right? And you might see it, right? Now, here's the thing, right? Shane Vereen did it in 2014, played unbelievable against the Seahawks, and then he left and went to the Giants. But, like, you've seen guys come in and play that third down role and do it well, right? James White did it as well as anyone else did, right? But it's the off-field stuff. It's the other stuff that, you know, doesn't account for it, right? That's the thing for me that you miss when James White retires. It's not, you know, the on-field stuff, we can figure it out, right? And maybe they won't be quite as good as James White, but they'll be close, right? Fine. But it's the off-field stuff. It's the stuff in the locker room. It's being a professional. That stuff is lost. And when you have two rookie running backs, I think that was, you know, that's something that that is going to be sorely missed on this team, right? And I've been saying it all offseason. This was a Troy Brown contract, right? 2007, Troy Brown was done. He was cooked. He couldn't play. They knew he couldn't play. They knew he probably wasn't healthy enough, but they said, you know what? You've given everything to this organization. We're giving you another contract. You might not be able to play this year. Fine. Doesn't matter. We're good. We're good without you. We're going to be all right on the field without you, but we want you around and you've earned it and you deserve it. So we're giving you another contract. And what did the Patriots do this offseason? With a guy that was coming off a bad injury, right? And, you know, is on the wrong side of 30. Not much on the wrong side of 30, but nevertheless, right? You know, getting older for a running back and probably can't come back for that injury, doesn't matter. We don't care. You're getting that money, right? We're giving you a contract because you deserve it. If you spend the year on IR, fine. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to us because you've earned it. You deserve that contract. And so we're giving it to you. And so James just looked at it and said, look, I'm never going to be able to get on the field. It's just not going to happen. Right, it's not going to happen. And so instead of being around the team, being with the team and, you know, and being on the pup, starting the year on the pup list and then moving to the IR or just starting the year on the IR, he said, nah, I'm all set. I'm just going to retire. And so Dark Blue Gold asked about coaching. I have to believe that if he wanted to stick around this year, he probably had conversations with Belichick about him. Belichick said, hey, look, we don't care. Like, if you can't make it on the field, you can't make it on the field. Like, it is what it is, right? Like, hey, you know, if, you know, whatever, what are you going to do, right? If it can't happen, it can't happen. Fine, just stick around and we'll continue the rehab and maybe, you know, maybe you're going to come back towards the end of the year. Who knows, right? But stick around the team and kind of see what happens. And obviously, you know, that wasn't the case. So he might stick around. He might be around from time to time. But I would think, you know, this is the time he's going to try to spend with his family. And that's why you see the retirement coming now. because I'm sure the Patriots weren't pushing him out. I'm sure the Patriots weren't saying, hey, you got to make a decision and let us know. No, that wasn't happening because he's still on the PUP list, right? So, like, you're not wasting a roster spot. You're not spending – it doesn't really matter, right? You're not saving a ton of money if he retires. You're not – you know, it doesn't matter. So, you know, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. And so – but for me personally, like I said, the on-field stuff, okay, yeah, stinks, right? You lose the on-field stuff like that. You know, it's tough to replace, but it's not impossible to replace, but it's tough to replace, right? And especially I think the biggest thing, and you know, – you mentioned, you know, we talk about the great players from this Dynasty 2.0, right, with Julian Edelman and Gronk and all those guys. Those guys elevated, right, when it mattered the most, right? And James White, same way. Of course, you know, third down and in October, he was getting the first down anyways, right? But when it mattered, when the game was on the line, when the season was on the line, when it mattered the most, when you absolutely had to have it, he was on the field, not just third down. He was on the field all game long. Right, because he was dependable and reliable, and you knew he was going to catch it, and you knew he wasn't going to fumble, and all of those things were going to happen. Right, so that to me, that, you know, where he takes his game to the next level, not everyone has that. Right, not everybody has that. He did. Okay, and so that's obviously something that's going to be missed. But again, to me, it's the off field stuff. It's the stuff inside the locker room. It's the team stuff. That stuff, not everyone can do that. Right. And he could. And he proved over time, over and over and over again, that he could. He was one of the most, again, one of the most well-respected guys in the locker room, one of the most well-respected guys in the league. Right. And so, you know, you're losing that. And that is going to be where I think the Patriots are going to miss him the most. But, you know, it is what it is. And the hope is that the injury isn't something that hampers him in his regular life. And I don't think it will be. And that's the hope, at least, right? I'm happy he didn't try to push himself and come back and, you know, and do something that's gonna, you know, harm him in his regular life. Right. And so, you know, so of course it's sad to see him go and sad to see him retire, but he retired as a Patriot and, you know, and one day he'll be back here to get his red jacket, you know, and talk about the good times. And look, you know, I mean, there's a guy 2014, right, who was redshirted his whole year, never played, right? And so, and then he turns into what he turned into. So, you know, just a great story, a great Patriot, a great player, and a great man, and a guy that Patriots fans and the Patriots organization are definitely going to miss. So, Belichick and Kraft have not come out with their statements yet. They will, I'm sure. But you know, glowing stuff about James White from everyone that met with him and talked with him and knew him. You know, I've never heard anyone say a bad word about him. So again, you know, tough day here. But you know, the best thing for him, right? Unfortunately, the best thing for him. And I guess all we can say is thank you for what he did. And you know, hopefully he'll stay around the team and continue to give that leadership to the rest of the team and to the young guys. So anyways, that's all I got for you here. I'll be back tonight after the game. Seems like we're getting no starters tonight, but you know, is what it is. We'll be back anyways, doing instant reaction to the game tonight. So thanks for listening, guys. And thank you to James White. And you know, best of luck to you in your future endeavors, my friend. Thank you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.